Welcome to the hit show, The Brilliance Ultimatum. Time's up. We have the power. We have the resources. We have the knowledge. We have the intellect. We have the innovation, and we have the heart to create a world based on parity, practical innovation, and potential. This hit show with Claudette Rowley will take us on a journey so we can explore our planet, our global community, and our opportunity for transformation. We need a cultural revolution that allows us to look past political squabbles, lack of humanity, and to what she calls reality resistance. So tune in. This is The Brilliance Ultimatum. And time's up.
Hey, everybody. This is Claudette Rowley, and you are listening to The Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up, on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience what's going well in the world and the opportunity for transformation that's upon us. On the second and fourth Fridays of each month, we'll have some of the foremost change makers, action takers, and truth tellers helping you re-envision what's possible on our planet and in our world. Today, I am really, really honored to have Dr. Pat Vasily with me. Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you?
Awesome, Claudette.
I'm so glad you're here. Yeah. I'm sure most listeners know Dr. Pat is the host of the Dr. Pat Show, the founder of the Transformation Talk Radio Network, and the host of the new show, Power Up. So thank you so much for joining me today on this launch of the Brilliance Ultimatum.
I'm really excited about this. I think that I'm seeing more and more people who are fully stepping into a new message. And I don't really have any other words for it, but to say a new, or better word, renewed message. It's not like people change overnight, but there's something else they want to say.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's really, I love that renewed message. It's not necessarily new, but it's renewed, it's refreshed, it's re-energized.
Yeah.
We've got to do something different.
Yes.
So what we're doing isn't really working. Yeah.
I mean, it's not working for a lot of reasons. What do you think? What's your sense of it not working? Because I have different perspectives on it. And I'm just curious, because you're launching a new show, this show, The Brilliance Ultimatum. And there was something for you where you said, I want to do something different. I don't know if you can pinpoint it. I can't pinpoint a specific thing. I just feel like I got hit with a different energy. What was it like for you?
I think for me, it was in part, when I published my book, Cultural Brilliance, in January, and over the last 3 years, I've had the host of the Cultural Brilliance radio show. And I thought, this talking about culture is not enough for me, organizational culture and company culture. It's super important. And I absolutely stand behind the importance of it and work in it as a consultant. But we needed to take it into the larger cultural conversation. And what's continued to strike me for a number of years, as I know it strikes many people, is that we have everything we need to solve all the world's problems. I mean, it is with our technology, our knowledge, right, our ability to gather information, research, everything we have. We simply lack the will to do it. And, when you see so many things in the world absolutely falling apart, and then also so many great things, breaking through and coming together differently, It is this whole idea of time's up, right? Because the time is up. We can no longer pretend that things are okay when they're not. And that's really what came up for me.
Yeah, I think you just said it. I mean, one of the things too that really kind of flipped for me almost overnight, it feels like it was an overnight thing, Claudette, where I was just rolling along. We were doing what we were doing, very excited about where we are with our technology, and have come to a final place of exactly what we're developing outside of the radio venue. There's this other application we're developing that's related to it, but it was like something changed where our voices now have become more important in the world than ever. And, for me, it was about standing up in a way that I had not done before. It doesn't mean I'm changing the vibration or energy of what I do, you know, but it's what I talk about and how I talk about it. And what was it like for you? And especially when we look at the Brilliance Ultimatum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think for me, it's just, it's, you know, I have a friend who talks about this idea that what moves through you is a form of intelligence. Mm-hmm. They really trust it. And what was moving through me was really this high level of impatience and a lot of frustration. Mm-hmm. And of course we have, you know, I have that about day-to-day stuff, but I could tell it was something bigger than that. And so I started to pay attention to it. It's like, okay, this is a form of intelligence and I should trust it. What is it about? And for me, it was really, I want to say something different here. I want to put a new set of ideas out into the world. And I really want to talk about the potential. I want to talk about what's going well and what's emerging.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's really for me too. I think that, you know, when I had one of our listeners call into the show one day and really challenge what we were talking about, but challenged it with inaccurate information. And what I mean by that is, you know, a number of statistics that actually were not true. I realized how unprepared I was for that kind of information. And so what I realized with myself is now that I prepare for topics that are worldly, or so to speak, or globally important to people, I make sure that I'm on top of the conversation. But I got to tell you something about this. You know, I have been looking at things now that I hadn't looked at before in a really mm-hmm. long time. And it really does give you a new set of lenses to look through, don't you think?
Yeah, it absolutely does. It's I think something changes when we, or at least for me, right? Mm-hmm. When you really confront the truth of what's going on, mm-hmm. To the best of, you know, the truth that you're able to uncover or figure out or find the data on, and say, okay, this is what's in front of us. And if we move past fear, what's available here? And I think, you know, I look past, if you look past, you know, division and power and all of that, all of this distills down to, do you want a world based on love or do you want a world based on fear? And mm-hmm. if you want a world based on love, then the energy of love, then we're going to see cooperation, we're going to see community, we're going to see helping each other out. And we'll see something completely different than what we see now. A lot more parity, a lot more equality. And that's my vision. And I can sense that it's absolutely possible. I can sense the emergence of it. So it's one of the reasons I wanted to put this show into the world, because I think we really need to understand what's going well as much as we need to understand what's not.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things I did in getting ready for the show today is I looked up the word ultimatum. And I want to talk about that for a minute if we could.
Sure.
Because when you think about the word and you think about sort of its beginnings, right? You know, it dates back to the 18th century and its origins are from Latin. And, you know, its original meaning was to come to an end, right? Mm. And ultimare, you know, is to come to an end. But when we think about ultimatum and we bring it to contemporary terms, we think about things like the Bourne Identity series with Jason Bourne, and one of his films was The Bourne Ultimatum. And we think about how our culture uses words like that. So mm-hmm. let's break it down. Sometimes ultimatum can be used as a demand, right? And if it doesn't get met, it could end a relationship or it could move things to a different level, right?
Right.
And so in other words, it can also mean you come to the point in the road where there is some serious consequence. And that serious consequence may develop as a result of turning left or turning right, going forward or stepping back. Whatever that is, you're at a very important decision point in the road. And it sounds like if you don't make this decision, there is something that might happen that you really don't want to happen. And I wanted to ask you this, you know, maybe we can talk about this in a little bit. That is a powerful word. I'm so curious to know what that meant to you in your heart.
Yeah, thanks for asking. I mean, I know it came out of a discussion you and I had about what to call the show and what this was really about. Mm-hmm. And for me, you know, when you mentioned ultimatum as a word that we could use here, it's about a crossroads. It's about saying this doesn't work anymore. Enough is enough, right? We have an ultimatum and there is a possibility of brilliance. You know, and there's the possibility of you know, destroying our world, right? We have some a decision to make as a larger global society, that in which the consequences are incredibly far-reaching. And I think to me that's why the word ultimatum really resonated, because it could be an end, it could be a beginning, it could be, you know, like the crossroads, the left turn, the right turn, but something, you know, a decision really needs to be made. And when I work in organizations, cultural transformation and change and, you know, other kinds of transformation, I talk to organizations a lot about this, that you are always making a choice. Mm-hmm. And if you just, you know, by default make a decision, you've still made a decision, you know, and so you can default into doing what you've always been doing or not addressing things. That in and of itself is a decision. It is a turn. Or you can make a really conscious and intentional choice to keep doing what you've been doing. Mm-hmm. Or to do something different. And I think that's, you know, a small scale conversation, but I think the same conversation is happening on a large scale.
Yeah, there's no question about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a really, that's why I love the drama of the word ultimatum, because sometimes drama is needed, right?
Yes, exactly. Point.
Yeah, that's what I like about it. So. We're going to go to a quick break. You are listening to The Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up, here with my guest, Dr. Pat Basile. I'm Claudette Rowley, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about brilliance. Stay tuned.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing"? Next time someone tells you, "Great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com, and listen to the first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific with host Sherry Clark. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio. Shift from confusion to clarity, self-doubt to confidence, and from anxiety to peace and balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
We're back on the Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. For those of you just joining us, my guest today is Dr. Pat Basile. Pat, you know, we were just talking about the meaning of the word ultimatum, mm-hmm. and thank you so much for looking that up. One thing I was curious about, you know, when you think about the word ultimatum as it relates to what's happening in the world, what are your thoughts on it?
I have two thoughts about it. One, I remember the word being used by someone else for me, meaning where someone has a decision to make, but it's a decision they want me to make, right? And so let's just talk about it, because there is a real distinction, Claudette, between when I look at myself with the word ultimatum and see that there's something personal that I have to do with that word, or somebody else puts an ultimatum in front of me. And then there's a third category. And the third category is when a set of situations occur and they have nothing directly to do with the immediate actions of any one person or any one thing, but time is really up. For example, right now, the earth and what we've done to the earth over time and what we continue to do. And Mother Nature, if you would call her Mother Nature, it has given us messages. We've seen it in the messages we've gotten by the shift in climate. We've seen it by the degree by which hurricanes and flooding is happening. So we've been getting subtle messages that time is up, and that the ultimatum that's on the table for many is you continue to go along the path that you're going, or, as in this case, in this current administration, you continue to go forward and remove any of the controls that were there to protect the earth. And you could do that. Or the third thing is you could literally accelerate the damage we do to the earth. There's not a single one of those where time is not up, mm-hmm. where the ultimatum is of consequences to every living thing on the planet. And that is an ultimatum that we as people have absolute control over as to what we do with the earth and how we do it. And, you know, recycling your garbage or doing those kinds of things has been part of the journey, but we're way beyond that now. And when you say time's up, time's really up. And so the idea of an ultimatum is you either make some changes in this arena now, and hopefully you'll be able to reverse the whatever has been happening to the earth. I mean, and that's one example, right? Clearly there are others. But that is one that I think massive amounts of people and countries have looked at and understand the power. But it really is an ultimatum. What's the issue? The issue is not everybody thinks it is. Not everybody thinks it's there is a serious consequence. So an ultimatum, by the very nature of it, Claudette, has to end up in a serious consequence.
Yeah, I was always taught, you know, you don't give anybody an ultimatum unless you're willing to live with the fact that they know, right? Like, don't play around with it, right? You have to live with either answer they give you in a relationship. So, yeah, and I think one of the things that has been incredibly encouraging to me is when our current administration has started to roll back protections on the environment, we've seen, you know, states sue the federal government over this. We've seen major corporations say, no, we're not going to pollute the environment. You know, we're not doing that. We're not, you know, we're going to stick by these protections. And I think that tells me the consciousness has elevated, the consciousness has changed around it. And that is incredibly encouraging to see. To me, the people of their own free will are saying, hey, you know, I don't care what the government's saying, we're still going to do the right thing. And that, you know, I have that's been a really long time since I've seen anything like that. And I think there is a way, this is the way that each of us as individual people and citizens can make a difference by doing the right thing as much as we can every day.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think when you think about these things and you think about the direction for the show, you know, clearly we've talked about the climate. Climate's one thing. But there are other aspects that come in this category, and some of them might be known to the general population and some of them might not. Let me give you a very specific example for me, a story that was told to me. You know, a friend of mine said the other day that she was thrilled that the economy and the job market is doing so good. And I said to her, really? Okay. And so you're personally affected by it. So here's what she said. And I was a little bit shocked, but not surprised. What she said to me, Claudette, was, okay, yeah, because I don't have to put up with the bullying, borderline abuse that's happened and had been happening in the workplace for the past 8 years. And I thought about that and I said, yes, that's true. See, I think we forgot about the scenario where people literally felt they couldn't leave their jobs at all. Mm-hmm. And they felt like they had no choice at all. And now what businesses are faced with is an ultimatum of their own choosing. For some businesses, they see that their, you know, the actions they had taken in the past 8 or 10 years is now coming back, where people, not only are they not staying, but they're not able to attract people because of the reputations they've developed or the headlines that they've made. And, you know, this is another way to use the word ultimatum. The ultimatum is you either change your behavior, you change your action, or you're going to have consequences that hit your bottom line, hit you right in your pocket. And it's a little bit more subtle, but in any event, it's something that needs to shift. Or, and you finish the sentence by saying, or else.
Right, or else, right. And I think to me, it moves, you know, it connects into brilliance, right? Which I define as a form of potential. And really looking at the potential, like this potential, the beginnings of all this potential, which ironically comes out of the fact that things, you know, like the climate and lots of other areas, you know, conflicts throughout the world, war in the world, refugees, climate refugees, all the things that are going on. It's a direct, the potential that's emerging, the brilliance that's emerging, I see as almost a direct result of the things that have broken down. And then there's been this incredibly positive response to try to resolve them, fix them, handle them, make sure they never happen again.
Yeah.
Just rising up.
Yeah.
And I think that is the brilliance that's coming out of all of this.
Yeah. Yeah. I was reading something very interesting. I was reading a friend of mine sends me the information on the moon cycles, right? Because the moon is very powerful effect on the earth from a specifically when you think about astronomy and you think about physics and you think about the pull of the moon, just the energy field and so forth, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, folklore would have us talk about the full moon in different ways. But when we think about the full moon, you know, there are traditions every month that the indigenous people have looked at and said, well, wait a minute, we know this full moon to mean this. So I was reading an article about this particular full moon that happened on the 13th, right? And the message in this full moon is the Joker, right?
Funny.
That get ready for drama, right? Uh-huh. Get ready for this amazing, you know, interaction and intersection of certain planets that have not been aligned in this way before. And yet, a lot of times we see that play out. Do you think people feel that they actually have a choice these days? Meaning that they have the power to look at ultimatums in their own life.
Hmm. I think that varies widely, right? Mm-hmm. And depending on, you know, depending on so many factors individually for different people. And I think ultimatum comes into play when something, you know, gets bad enough, when it stays at sort of, you know, 50-50, 60-40. I think for a lot of folks, that just doesn't rise to the level of ultimatum. They're probably going to muddle along because the consequences of changing might be really dramatic.
Yeah.
So I understand that. Absolutely. I think it's when it hits some, you know, maybe it's 90% bad, right? Or something like that. The relationship really isn't working, or the job is making me physically ill, right? Things like that. I think one thing that would be really great to see, but it takes growth and experience and skill to do it, is when we're able to start tuning into the fact that somebody's not working very well earlier, and then start speaking up about it sooner. So before it breaks down.
Yeah.
And, you know, wow, this just wasn't really working for me that well. Maybe I can talk about it now, right? Before I have to decide whether I need to leave this job, as one example.
Mm-hmm.
What are you noticing about this?
I'm just noticing that people have been pushed to a point.
Mm-hmm.
And the point that they've been pushed to, I don't want to say that they've been there before, because, you know, I'm not sure that that's true. But I think they've gotten to a point where they've said enough is enough. And that is a line they draw in the sand in a lot of ways. See, one of the things that I was amused by when I was studying in school for my thesis was this idea of spillover effect. And it's this idea that if, let's say, you're having a rough time at work, that rough time can spill over to other things, right?
Right.
It can spill over into your family. It could spill over into a sport you might play. It could spill over into your quiet time. But it has a ripple effect in your life. And, you know, you've done a number of shows on emotional intelligence. And so one of the things that I'm curious about is when we get to the place where we see the brilliance ultimatum within ourselves and we realize time is up, how do we pull on the strength of emotional intelligence to still take powerful action?
Yeah, what a great question. I think it's really being really clear about what you want. I love the definition of boundaries some people use, which is it's a hell yes or a hell no, right?
Yeah.
One or the other. And there's no gray area in it. And I think that's part of this, the ultimatum energy is that, you know, this either is a hell yes or it's a hell no. It's what do I want? What do I need? How can I express that in a way that other people can hear? Which is something I think a lot about when I'm trying to communicate something challenging or difficult that I know might be hard for somebody else or hard for me, is how can I best communicate this so this person or this audience, you know, will be able to hear it and hopefully and understand it. They may not agree, but at least they can understand where I'm coming from. And I think that's a really important question in this larger dialogue. where we see a lot of division and we see a lot of misunderstanding going on and not a lot of listening. Is, and I think that's where emotional intelligence comes in, is understanding what you want and need and finding a way to communicate it respectfully so other people can hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that there's a lot you can do in life, at least I found. I've said a lot of things just by being calm and respectful and really careful about how the language I used, versus flying off the handle, jumping up and down and things like that, which most of the time, you know, just doesn't work.
Yeah. And I think that what you're talking about is important, really, because when we're looking at this, you know, the question is, can we still bring our message forward in a powerful, powerful, powerful way and not be pounding on the desk with our fists at somebody? And I think there in there lies the skill that we're talking about, but it also defines the brilliance aspect of the brilliance ultimatum, which I would like to talk to you about, because the show's not called The Ultimatum.
Right.
It's called The Brilliance Ultimatum. And that adds a new twist to it, I think.
It does. It does really add a new twist to it. And I think there's, you know, when you were saying that, it made me think about Greta Thunberg and her speech at the UN a few weeks ago. And I, you know, which I watched various and listened to various versions of, long and short. But I was really struck by her passion and, or, you know, her, although she was emotional, she was very calm and collected, but she really told the truth. And for someone who's that age to be able to stand with that much presence with such a clear and concise message and say what she said, I think is a real example of what we're talking about. That to me was absolute brilliance in action.
Yeah.
What's your take on it?
I totally think that we are in a new place of getting our heads out of the sand. See, I think one of the things that we've been kind of getting away with is when I ask people of various ages if they're up on current events, I find they're not. And, you know, I find that when you ask people in multi-generational, Generation X, Generation Y, Generation Z, in that arena, you know, you don't find a whole lot of people that are plugged in the way you and I might plug in. They are so now, let's say, technology savvy that they plug in different ways. The question is it important for us to get very close to and understand the details of some of the major issues we have going on now? I mean, you know, you wake up on a day like today and you're overwhelmed with the kind of news that if this were 10 years ago and I woke up to the kind of headlines, there would be so many people not in the positions they're in right now. And yet they're still in positions. And I don't mean at the highest level of government. I mean across the board. You know, where people are doing things. And, you know, a friend of mine is a newscaster. And, you know, she basically said to me, Pat, there's a new norm. And I looked at her and I said, Mary Beth, how did that happen? I said, you know, if the news controls the importance of things, let's say, and you're telling me there's now a new norm where we've been desensitized, then whose responsibility is it to bring us information about our well-being? And that's a really interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It is a really interesting question. And, you know, you said something that I just had a really fascinating response to internally when you mentioned the desensitization. And it's true. I think we are desensitized. And some people just have tuned out saying, oh, my God, let's wait till the next presidential election or whatever, you know, their parameter is in their minds. But I also think sometimes being a little desensitized, oddly, allows you to face the truth. And that was the dot that just connected for me. That if you know what I mean, that if you're really sensitized to something, it's easier to say, I can't even deal with this. I can't read about it. I can't listen to it. And then when some of the edge is taken off, you're like, well, okay, I can really look at this reality now. And I wonder if some of that desensitization will actually work in our favor with people being willing to actually look at things that are difficult. Just curious to get your take.
I got to tell you something. This morning, I think there's a clip. I don't say this often, but there is a clip that came across social media. And it's a clip of a woman holding her dead child.
Mm.
It's a social media clip. And I'm watching, I haven't seen a clip like this come on air since Vietnam, to be honest with you. And if you watch that clip and you see the post on it and you hear the language about it, and this, of course, is in reference to Syria.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman is talking about, she thought she could save her daughter away from the bombing, but unfortunately she died on the road, is what she's saying. And her question is, where is the free world? So for me, when I see this clip, mm-hmm. this short, it's actually not that short. It's a fairly long, it looks like a cell phone video of these women and the pain this woman is in.
Mm-hmm.
If that's not a call for the brilliance ultimatum, I just don't know what is. And I appreciate the counteraction of like a Susan Rice, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, our former Ambassador Rice, you know, her comment, WTF, right?
Right.
But that's not it. That's not what it's going to take. You know, it is this level of complacency, I think, that brings us to talk about the time's up part. Now, it doesn't matter, you know, to me, what your party is or what you believe in. The question really is, are we even aware, Claudette, of what's happening in the world? Are we even aware? You know, I have someone that's very close to me, 20-ish, right? 20-ish, 20, later 20s. And her answer to me is, we don't really, I can't look at the news. And I thought, okay, I'm going to have a bigger conversation. But then she said something to me, and very nonchalantly, and this is what I love about our younger generation. Then she said to me, yeah, we don't need to watch the news. We know what we need to do to create a change. And I thought, okay, is that true? And, you know, I thought about this. It is this generation that pushed for an Affordable Care Act that on the day my insurance company, Claudette, was getting ready to drop me from my insurance after I was already paying $1,200 a month, right at the day, it was 1 or 2 days. And the next thing that happened is my insurance company is calling me back and says they can't drop me. And it had to do with the passing of the Affordable Care Act, whatever you mm-hmm. want to call it,
yeah.
Obamacare, it doesn't matter. But what it did is time was up to protect pre-existing conditions. So when I look at time is up and ultimatum, I don't see it as people per se. You see, that's why I love the brilliance of what you've done. It's about a situation. And if we can look at things as a situation, then we can jump into participation. See, because then it's impersonal. But mm-hmm. watching this woman with her daughter that was no longer living, that has to be gut-wrenching enough for anybody, I'd say.
You would think, absolutely, absolutely. And I like what you said about it. It's a situation we can participate in, right?
Exactly.
It's a system, it's a process. It's right, we're part of it because yeah. we're people, but it's not about individual people. It's about the larger collective and how we interact, you know, how we interact, how we solve problems, how we work together. You know, there's so many things that we could bring, you know, the best minds in the world together and say, would you please solve X, Y, or Z? And they could absolutely put together a plan to do it. Absolutely. And it's about having the will to execute. It's about putting aside the need to win or lose, mm-hmm. and looking at what's best for everybody. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, Otto Scharmer, who wrote Leading from the Emerging Future and, you know, other works as well, at MIT, who's at MIT, talks about this idea of asking the question, what's best for everybody? And which is a question that really has informed my work a lot. But what, when we take it out of what you want and what I want and what so-and-so wants, and you move it into what's best for everybody, the entire conversation changes. And that's another part of what the Brilliance Ultimatum is about.
Yeah.
Is what's best for everybody. So yeah. I think that's a really big piece of this. Mm-hmm. For sure.
That's what Power Up is about. Power Up is about looking at the situation at hand. You know, it's looking at, you know, what are we looking at in the headlines that makes a difference? And some days it's not always as deep and serious. You know, the other day I was talking about the new movie that's coming out that Charlize Theron is in. And, you know, I was thinking about there's a picture of Charlize and Megyn Kelly side by side, their pictures, because she actually plays Megyn Kelly in this upcoming movie, Bombshell, it's called. And you see them side by side, and you're looking at these pictures, and they're so exact. And I think about the messaging that's coming forward, even in our pop culture. And yet at the same time, a friend of mine said something interesting, said, where is the action though, Pat? And I just had to say, we don't have the same definition of action. People that take on an initiative in social media, this is their new form of action. And I said, what you're looking for are maybe streets and protests. I said, I think that when you're in the ultimatum of things, I think you need it all.
you do. And I think, yeah, protests are important, and all of that is incredibly important. And we know, I mean, so right, but with social media available, right, let's use it for the good, mm-hmm. which isn't, you know, as a platform for putting forth new messages, as a platform for looking at things differently. And looking at, you know, I see it, and when we look through the lens of the Brilliance Ultimatum, I think of the role of social media is a watchdog, right? I mean, that's what I've really noticed. I mean, there are all the negative aspects of it, certainly, but one of the positive aspects is if we choose to know what's going on, we can through there. And that anything that's going on, almost anything that's going on in the world, like your example this morning from Syria, the mother and daughter, it's being broadcast, right? It's being shown. And so it becomes a watchdog. And I think I see that as being enormously helpful in the major changes we've been seeing throughout the world.
Yeah.
It's huge. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Power Up, I'd just like to go back to that for a minute. So it's about the situation. It's about, tell us a little bit more about that show.
Well, you know, what it is it takes a look at, so to speak, the energy of where we are in the world or locally or community. So it doesn't always focus on major global issues, although it does. It could talk about everything from, you know, this incredible child that was selling lemonade and raised an enormous amount of funds to people that are living in the Southeast right now, and their state has been over flooded with opioids. But then on the other hand, we're looking at scenarios where people are breaking through with innovation beyond compare. You know, when you think about the two guys that, you know, decided they were going to clean up the ocean, and off they went to clean up the ocean. And, oh, by the way, let's fund this by selling bracelets. Mm-hmm. Or the people from Africa that create beautiful beads and sell them so that women, even for a short period of time, would become entrepreneurs, would learn how to do this. So that they wouldn't be abused and raped, and it gave them safe harbor. And then it also talks about super innovations. You know, it could talk about the fact that we now have a gel for human growth hormone that you can put topically on your skin and has become effective in that way. You know, it doesn't matter. It has to do with taking you out of your comfort zone to create a better world. That's what powering up is about. Right? It's whenever you power something up, you're powering it up to go to a next level of things, right? You know, I grew up around race cars. My uncle was a NASCAR guy. And, you know, when you think about watching those things and being part of that community, both my dad with motorcycles and my uncle with NASCAR, you know, there are some things you learn, and powering up in the phrase that once came from this race car environment where you have to get an engine rotating at a specific speed, right? Before you pop the clutch forward or before you take your foot off the brake, before, and it has to be precise that the momentum that you're building up, even when you're standing still, that momentum has to be strong enough to push you out in front. And that's what power up is. It's what are the things that we're going to do so that we don't have to lurk in the shadows about things that are important to us. You know, what are we going to do so that we're building ourselves the momentum that we need to accelerate to create positive change? That's what I mean. When I look at where we are now, you use the term ultimatum, which is perfect because in both scenarios, we better get fired up to make change. We don't have another 10 years on this, or we can't keep debating whether it's morally right, you know, to bribe a country or morally right to, remove safety from children. There's just something that we have become numb to that we need to become sensitized to again.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, one part of it is the fact that we're not going to have a planet to live on. I mean, there's sort of a bottom line there. And when I see new studies commissioned on climate change, like I'm really glad that, you know, money's being put toward it. But I don't think we need to study it tremendously anymore. I think we need to come up with innovative solutions to different issues and, you know, execute and implement them. But, you know, I wanted to comment on one thing you said that really struck me, which was this idea of moving out of your comfort zone. And I think that is a key piece to all of this, right? That people, moving out of your comfort zone could be, you know, becoming more empowered. Your comfort zone could be speaking up in a powerful way that makes you nervous, or moving out of your comfort zone. For some people, moving out of their comfort zone could be the vulnerability to say, I think I might be wrong, right?
Yes.
My views, no matter. So it's power, but it's also, especially for leaders, the vulnerability to say, I think I maybe have been looking at this in a way that no longer works.
Yeah.
And I think that's huge, this piece that we do have to be out of our comfort zones a bit for this to work.
Yeah. I don't make a judgment about where people are. Because, you know, it's been hard some days for me, if I look back at my life, just to get off the couch. I don't have any judgment about where you are or what action you take. I think what you and I are talking about, it doesn't matter. So long as you see, you know, yourself as a powerful individual being able to create the world you want to live in. And that's really, I think, our greatest challenge for me when I look at this.
It is the greatest challenge. It really, how do I create a world I want to live in? What does that look like for me? And how can I participate in that evolution, that brilliant evolution, which is a wonderful note to wrap the show up on. Thank you so much, Dr. Pat, for being on the show today. Really appreciate it.
It's exciting.
It is exciting. And thank you to all the listeners for tuning in as always. We always have a great time. Please join us the second and fourth Fridays of each month at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. See you back here in a couple of weeks.
You've been listening to the hit show, The Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. Tune in next time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for powerful conversations, practical innovations, and transformative solutions as Claudette and her guests delve into the possibilities and move beyond the mindset of division. Each show, Claudette strikes right at the heart of the matter and looks past political squabbles, lack of humanity, and what she calls reality resistance. We just need the will. For more information about the Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up, visit culturalbrilliance.com and join the cultural revolution. See you next time.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMain.com.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorns. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.